Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Looking for ways to save your hard-earned cash? Let's talk about what I call loose change habits. They're small amendments in attitude and spending that can add up to significant savings. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Are you a daily Starbucks customer? You might want to reconsider where you get your daily cup of coffee. The suggestion isn't a boycott of Starbucks. It's just that you might want to join other coffee-loving ladies who are brewing up ways to save the $4 price of a steamy latte. Not buying a daily latte as you head to work could save you $20 a week, which is $80 a month or more than $1,000 a year. So brewing your coffee at home could definitely perk up your wallet. If you're making plans to travel for upcoming holidays, you've probably researched airfares and hotel. But if you've overlooked researching the price of renting a car, you could be facing some costly surprises since there is absolutely no industry standard when it comes to the price and the price to rent the same exact car at one rental company compared to the other. It could be as much as 25% higher. The best place to start checking car rental prices is online, where you can compare prices at popular sites like Orbitz, Travelocity, and Priceline.com. Book your car reservation early because the more reservations that come in, the more likely a company will increase rates. And consider picking the rental car up other than at the airport, where you'll be hit with airport surcharges, drop-off fees, and local government taxes. Rental rates at off-airport locations can be half the price. Just be sure to factor in the cost of a taxi to get to the more distant location. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.